Why storytelling matters for sales. This is something that one of my clients asked me the other day. They said, Dave, why is storytelling so important in the sales process? Well, I'm going to share with you six reasons why storytelling is essential in your sales process. And then at the end of our time together today, I'm going to share with you the one story you should always tell whenever you meet someone for the first time. You're not going to want to miss that part of our conversation. So join me for this episode of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo. I share all the insider business secrets with you. I give you the inside business strategy, the inside business scoop. And today's Inside BS Show is all about why storytelling matters for sales. I talk to a lot of sales reps who are very mechanical and they follow their sales training to the letter. If it says, ask this question at this point in the sales process, they ask the question. If it says you have to follow up, they follow the process to the letter. And those sales reps are effective. They're good at what they do. But there's always something missing. And what I hear most often from their manager is, Joe, the rep, fails to make a connection. He does everything we tell him to do, but he fails to make a connection. And here's the thing that's missing. The thing that's missing is the emotional element of the relationship. You know, in order for someone to do business with you, they need to know you, they need to like you, and they need to trust you. Those three things are essential. They can know you and they can trust you, but they may not like you. You may get the first deal, but you're not going to get the 20 that could potentially follow. So today's show is all about storytelling and the six reasons why storytelling matters. I'm going to give you those six. And then I'm going to share with you at the end of our time together the one story you should always tell in a first meeting with a client. And you'll come away from our time together today with not only six reasons why you should tell stories, but the type of story you need to tell. This is going to help you get over that hurdle of making the connection from just somebody I do business with to somebody I really like. All right, let's dive into the content. The first reason why storytelling matters is because it makes an emotional connection with the person to whom you're sharing the story. Think about it this way. You don't really tell a story, you share a story. If you're good at telling stories, you're bringing someone into your world and you're making them part of it. And that's the emotional connection. That's the bond that's there between the two of you. So telling a story about how you got cut off in traffic, you put that person in the car next to you while you're driving to the appointment. That emotional connection is essential, and it's the foundation for people beginning to like you. So when you tell a story, you make an emotional connection. The second reason why storytelling matters for sales is because stories allow us to put things in context. Have you ever met someone and they state an opinion and you think to yourself, wow, that's a crazy opinion, that's way out there. And then they tell you a story about their upbringing, about their background, about when they were a kid, and all of a sudden, their opinion now makes sense to you. That's because storytelling puts everything in context. It gives you a view into the world of the person who's sharing the story with. And when you understand their worldview, you have an entire contextual perspective of how they form their opinions, of how they make the decisions they make, of why they do what they do. So stories allow you to put things in context. Okay, the third reason why you need to include storytelling in sales is because when you tell a story, people remember what you tell them. There's a story that I tell in most of my speeches that really connects with people, and they remember me because of that story. If you want a higher probability of recall, not only of you, but what you're trying to convey, the lesson you're trying to get across, tell a story. Make that emotional connection, share facts after you've made the emotional connection, and then the people will remember the facts. Stories lead to better recall. The fourth reason to include stories in your sales process, or the fourth reason that storytelling matters for sales, is because a story will help you overcome the hurdle of skepticism. If you're sharing facts and information about a product, people are going to go, oh, that's marketing material. It's all puffery. It's exaggeration. I don't believe it. If you share those facts and then you tell a story about a client who used your product and it transformed his life, and then you tell another story about another client and you share how it improved that person's life, and you give the names and the details of the process, and the person relates to the person in the story, the client that you're talking to relates to the person in the story, the hurdle of skepticism is easily overcome. Immediately, they suspend their disbelief and they buy into the fact that not only is it possible, it's likely that outcome will happen for them. The fifth reason to use storytelling in sales is because it increases your likability. When you tell a story and you're part of the story, especially if the story is a little bit self-deprecating, people immediately like you and they gravitate to you. You know, back in the days of caveman times, when people would tell stories, the person who was the storyteller was the person who everyone related to. It was the person who everybody gravitated toward around the campfire. And this storytelling was a skill that the leader of the tribe had. And when the leader of the tribe felt that a lesson was necessary, he or she would tell a story. Everyone would gather around. Everyone loved that leader. The same thing is true in a sales process. When you tell a story, it makes you the leader of the tribe. It increases your likability. The sixth element of storytelling and why storytelling matters for sales is because it allows you to convey a message. It allows you to convey a valuable message. It allows you to make a connection with someone. And when you make that connection, your lesson gets through. Think about a fable. Go on Google and look up Aesop's fables. And at the end of a fable was always a lesson. The same thing should be true in the stories you tell for sales. You can convey a lesson in a way that's cloaked so that you don't have to come out and say, you should do this, Mr. Client. You can tell the story. The story gets the lesson across. The lesson is absorbed. And you don't appear to be that stern parent giving someone disciplinary messages. All right, so those are the six reasons why storytelling matters for sales. Now, I promised you that I was going to share with you the one thing you need to do, the one story you need to tell with every client in a first meeting. Before I get to that, I want to give you a free gift. Scroll down to the description of this video. You'll see free gift from Dave written there. There's a website. The website is revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. Go to that website, enter your contact info, and you'll be able to download my entire system for selling. It includes storytelling, it includes everything. You can customize the system for you and your business by answering some questions at the end. Download that guide now. You'll be able to leverage it to be even more successful in your sales career. Okay, let's talk about the one story you should always tell, and that's an origin story. People always want to know why you do what you do, how you got into this. It could be a story about how you joined this company, about how you got into sales, or about why you moved to the area you moved. It's your origin story, and it's the story that resonates with most people. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to work on your origin story right now. Tell me the story about how you got into the business that you're in. Share it with me down in the comments. I can't wait to hear all the origin stories. That's the one story you should tell everyone you meet. In the meantime, scroll down below, watch all the videos we've got on sales. The next video is right below me. It's a great video. Watch it right now. I'll see you in the next video.